It's one building, but two facilities. The Institutes for Discovery will be part private, part public. It's a shrine to science and has garnered interest not only for what biomedical researchers inside will do, but the structure itself. For those who remember geometry, the building's in the shape of a trapezoid. That's because of the oddly shaped piece of land it sits on. And it's going to be a green building compared to any typical lab on the UW-Madison campus. The Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery will consume 50% less water and energy. Carl Gulbrandsen heads the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, which, along with the UW, owns the facility.
So we have made use of geothermal heating and cooling, active and passive solar. We're using gray water off the roof and from the groundwater to help water or irrigate the plants.
Some of those plants are close relatives to those in the Mesozoic era, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. This is just one of the areas for public learning.
Hopefully a building that will inspire young people to want to study science, and also for people that are older to learn about what science is going on at the university as well as within this facility. This public space is designed to make science approachable to people.
And more conducive to scientists in fields ranging from biotech to nanotechnology and information technology. The intent is to bring them close together so ideas can cross-pollinate and discoveries germinate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.